Each soul has a resting age, its age beyond space and time. It is a pure state, a hovering state, a constant vibrancy that does not wane. Though it's not your ultimate state, it is your most vibrant beingness before you remember that you are pure light. Mine is 14. Most are mid-20, the age that your soul, like a hummingbird, sings, vibrates at. In this fresh perspective, truly free and purely willing, you begin to be able to perform great tasks. You often ask what death is. I answer simply, it is less and it is more than you ever thought. It is not an ending, nor a complete beginning. It is more like a resting spot. Some have propelled themselves o'er it completely. You call these sages and saints and so forth. Most souls arise from life into its tether. It is simply beyond the great play of the form. For without a body, you are freer than earthlings are. As pure luminous spirit, you begin to taste freedom from form. Yet without true freedom, complete and unending, your ticket to freedom eventually comes due. What is the essence, the nugget within this, when you are ready to fully release all your attachments to form and to memories of what has transpired while you've been asleep? As you begin to remember, to stir and awaken, you begin to remember this has all been a dream. As you let go completely what it is you've been dreaming, then, only then, are you free from this sleep. Until that moment, that most precious of moments, this thing you call death surely hangs at your door. In the dream, it's your companion. It's the one to whom you give power to pull you back over and over again. Until you're finished dreaming. Until you've had enough feasting on this lowliest of lowly available lights. You will continue your dying. You will continue your grieving. You will continue your suffering. It's because of you. As you awaken your innocence, as you remember, as you marvel at what is beyond this dark thing you call death, you'll again have clear access. There is nothing withholding you. You will choose the freedom of all freedoms. You will release death. As death is no longer your companion, your most oft-referenced holder of power or beginnings and ends, you will again know true freedom, the ultimate freedom from suffering. You will allow the ultimate end of all ends. And as you do this, how sweet we all witness, we who are your friends beyond death, beyond years, we who await you, we who bow to you. For as you open your cage, we celebrate you, my dear. For we do know freedom. We know the absence of suffering. This is the state that we do live in. Some of us have never descended to suffering, to dying. Some of us have and have chosen it not again. We have set down that option. We have simply declined it. We have not accepted the option of death. Instead, we have chosen our luminous transcendence, an option that is granted now to you too, my friend. Come here and join us. Join us beyond the gateway, the gate you call death, the trap that feeds on rebirths. No longer to feed it, this you must commit to, no longer to die, no more to rebirth. This is your freedom. This too is your option. Anything that I can do, you can do too. Just follow your inner bright conscious awareness that I am your savior, and this is your truth. Just follow in my footsteps, not the pain you have chosen to remember as the gateway that I did pass through. That is only your memory concocted of suffering. 'Twas you who suffered as I passed it through. Now join me, O beloveds, join me beyond heaven, join me in this presence of pure love and light. I've come here to beckon you. I've come here to remind you that the kingdom beyond heaven is pure love and light. There is nothing you need finish, no penance to pay there. There where you take up residence in the world full of pain, there are no payments to finish, no resentments to rewrite. There's only one decision, that is to come home. As you choose this, you set free all of your energy. You experience a weightlessness that is pure delight. As you know it, it is gravity, it is inertia, it is friction. Of those, there is none as you enter the light. How do I do this, you are wondering? How take I this leap and follow you? How trust I the suffering I saw on the cross? Will never befall me, this mortal pure human that I perceive wrongly, that I have been? These are misperceptions. There's absolutely no smallness in who you are now or who you've ever been. You must trust me completely. You must follow my footsteps and know this complete, that the crucifixion just is. It just is means it's finished. There will not be a second. In this you must trust. You must follow me, kin. It was I who was early. Now you are timely. I am here now. I am with you. You must feel me within. I am your Christ consciousness. I am your divinity. I am the pure glowing of your inner light. As you taste it, you taste me. As you drink it, you drink me. As you feast on it, you feast with me. For we are this same light. You must relinquish your smallness. This is merely your uniqueness. I was and I am a great bank of light. You are merely a coinage. You are more than a dollar. You are one of many beacons. Together, you are light. You must come together. You must join in memory. Your ampage will increase phenomenally. When you do leave isolation, when you end your long silence, when you begin to bear witness to your own deeper truths, when you have the courage to speak honestly with others, to share with them your experiences of feeling, seeing, hearing the light, you will discover something magical, utterly stupendous. You will discover that everyone has felt this light. You have sentenced yourselves to prisons of isolation and of silence for fear that what has befallen others and me could possibly happen in this day of wonders to you. Oh, my darling, please, you must trust me. This time the ending's different. This time love is accepted. This time there's no menace to turn you away. This time the gates open. This time you walk freely. This time you will pass from long-known dark into light. Trust is a muscle. You must grow it so strong now. Begin with a measure, a small one at first. And as you discover that trust is trustworthy, you will begin to feast and to quench your long thirst. For love has been waiting, yet there was a demon, a hungry ghost waiting right there at its door. This is why I appeared fallen. This is why I could not reach you. This is why my first mission, 'twas near but destroyed. I ask that you trust me, for I am your brother. Sink deep in your memory. You know who I am. I came at the beginning, I came in the middle, and now we are coming. We are nearing the end. The end is a great beginning, the beginning we've been aiming for, the beginning we've been aiming for a very long time. This night is not darkness, for darkness is becoming light. It was light in the beginning, it is returning to light. Follow guidance within this, in this book you are holding and hearing. It offers you keys with which to set yourself free. It is modern-day language. It is the same inner coding that I used 2 centuries, 2 millennia ago to set me free. Release your former darkness. It was only illusion. Ascend in your mind to your memory of light. Then persist with no relenting. Persist with all your inner might, for this is the power with which you reach light. It is kind of a climbing. 'Twas called Jacob's ladder, this inner ascending from shame to pure love. There is no one among you of this who is not completely capable. Even if you doubt to remember, you are held in my love. I love you all purely. There is no one among you who does not deserve full receipt of this love. This is your one stumbling block, your expectance of repentance, your expectance of penance. I tell you, there is none. There is nothing for you to atone for. You have done nothing wrong here. There is no sinner, and you are not sin. To sin is to miss the mark, to swerve before touching the brightest reality that you've ever seen. You must believe that you are worthy. What would have happened if I had doubted? I would have been hanging still upon the cross. I knew I was worthy. This was my great boon. For this I was able to ascend from the cross. My cross is your suffering. You are in your crucifixion. Your life is your suffering. Now please throw it off. Take up your pure presence. Take up your dominion. There is a seat here beside me. It is named for you. Yes, there are plenty. There's a seat for each human, for each creature, each plant, and each mineral too. All of creation will sit here beside me. All of creation will sit here with me. So let me now show you. Let me simply remind you how you too can do this, how you can sit here with me.